This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability fiscal. For a claimant by the name of Juan Reyes, date of birth is June the 24th, 1965. Case ID number is 577-1590. Date of exam, May the 11th, 2023. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, from Dr. Manika Jha, dated 7/12/2022. Identifying information. This is a 57-year-old married male with four children and presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of diabetes mellitus, toe amputation, hypercholesterolemia, and heart problems. The claimant is presently unemployed, and his last employment date was in 2021, where he worked at Walmart for 6 years. He also worked at a furniture store for another 20 years. During that time, he worked 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, he lives in a house and is not receiving disability benefits. Allegations number one, diabetes mellitus. The claimant states that in 1998, he was having symptoms of polyuria, polyphagia, nocturia, and a weight loss of 40 pounds. He denies any blurred vision. The claimant does have in-organ damage of retinopathy with bilateral eye laser, nephropathy, diabetic polyneuropathy of the hands and feet, and cardiovascular disease with a history of myocardial infarction. He checks his blood glucose once per day and states that it usually comes out between 60 to 600 milligrams / DL. Today it was 120 milligrams / DL. The claimant states he does not recall the number of his last hemoglobin A1C, but states that his physician told him that he was well controlled. At the present time, he takes Lantus, 30 units sub Q QAM, Victoza, 0.6 milligrams Q 2 weeks, and then 1.2 milligrams daily. Jardiance, 25 milligrams QD. Metformin hydrochloride, 1,000 milligrams BID. He was diagnosed with insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus, being well controlled with both oral medication and insulin at this time. Allegation number two, toe amputation. The claimant states that in 2022, he started to develop an ulcer and a gangrenous toe. The claimant went on to have a right big toe amputation at the distal joint area. The claimant denies any injections given for his condition. His symptoms include swelling, warmth, pain and stiffness, increased pain with cold, damp weather, and he complains of phantom pain at this time of the right big toe. His limitations include being able to walk one block, stand for 30 minutes, squat, and bend over to pick up clothes. He cannot climb any stairs at this time. The claimant is right-handed dominant and is able to write, use a coffee cup, use a skillet, sweep a room, button his clothes and lift approximately 10 pounds above his head. The claimant needs assistance in order to bathe himself, according to his wife. The claimant also has a diagnosis of left foot Charcot's disease, where he has a collapsed left foot arch secondary to poor bone maintenance of his structure of the bone in his left foot. The claimant has no assistive devices he uses at this time, but he does wear multiple foot braces, especially for the left foot, where he have Charcot's syndrome of the foot. His physician is Dr. Manika Jha. He presently takes Tylenol 500 milligrams QD PRN as needed for pain, which does give him relief. The claimant states that he walks approximately 5 minutes per day, and he does help out with some of the chores. His daily activities include sleeping, watching TV, doing light housework, going to the grocery store, occasionally making a sandwich, helping with folding of the clothes, and walking approximately 5 minutes per day. Allegation number three, high cholesterol. The claimant states in 2018, he was diagnosed with a high cholesterol level and he was started on rosuvastatin 10 milligrams QD. He has had a myocardial infarction but denies any cerebrovascular accident. He also had severe coronary artery disease. His level at this time is normal with taking of his medication. He appears to be well controlled at this time. Number four, heart disease. The claimant states that in 2019, he presented himself to Doctor's Hospital at the Renaissance secondary to having chest pain. He states the character of the pain was a pressure pain located on the left chest area, which would radiate to his left arm. He states at that time the pain would last for approximately 6 hours and was a pain that he had every day. At the present time, he does not have pain secondary to already having the surgery. The claimant did have a coronary artery bigraft surgery times three secondary to severe coronary artery disease, and he also had stenosis of the aorta. He was hospitalized for 1 week and placed in a rehab hospital for 2 weeks. His chest pain is occasionally exerted by doing exercise, but it's very mild at this time. It is not related to rest or food intake. The chest pain is not relieved by nitroglycerin tablets, rest, or antacids. His symptoms include shortness of breath, palpitations, diaphoresis, nausea, and dizziness. His risk factors include hypertension, diabetes mellitus, positive family history of heart disease, and high cholesterol. He denies any history of smoking. The claimant does have a history of gastritis. He does suffer from shortness of breath and has to sleep with two pillows at night, indicating orpnea. He was diagnosed with coronary artery disease times three with a history of coronary artery bigraft surgery times three with aortic blockage, which could not be treated surgically. His condition appears to be stable at this time, but guarded. The claimant still suffers from dizziness. Family history. The father died at the age of 91 from COVID-19. He had hypertension and coronary artery bigraft surgery times three, as well as diabetes mellitus. The mother is alive at the age of 88. She does have diabetes mellitus, hypertension, and also had COVID-19. medications, metoprolol, succinic, ER, 25 milligrams QD, valsartan, 80 milligrams QD, metformin, 1,000 milligrams BID, Plavix, 75 milligrams QD, aspirin, 81 milligrams QD, rosuvastatin, 10 milligrams QD, Lantus, insulin, 30 units, sub-Q QD, Victoza, 18 milligrams / per 3 milligrams, and she receives 1.2 milligrams daily. Jardiance, 25 milligrams QD. Medical problems. Type 2 diabetes, but insulin dependent. Hypertension, comma, hypercholesterolemia, comma, peripheral vascular disease, comma, diabetic polyneuropathy, comma, BMI of 27, overweight, comma, hypercholesterolemia, comma, history of diabetic retinopathy, comma, history of bilateral cataract surgery, and in 2021, and injections in both eyes for diabetic retinopathy, toe amputation, in 2022, social history. The claimant has a history of smoking one cigarette per day for a couple of months. Alcohol, the claimant states, he drinks 2 to 4 beers per week and 5 to 6 drinks socially when he does drink. He denies any delirium, tremors, or seizure disorder. Substance abuse, the claimant denies any use of marijuana, comma, cocaine, comma, crack, comma, heroin, comma, or any IV drug abuse. Physical examination, temperature is 98.7 Fahrenheit, weight 180 pounds, height 5 feet 9 inches, BP 158 over 93 mmHg, and 160 over 86 mmHg, heart rate 78 beats per minute, respiration 18 respirations per minute, BMI 27. General. This is a 57-year-old male who appears to be older than his stated age and is in no acute distress. He also appears to be a fairly reliable historian who presented with his wife to my office for a disability examination. He does have decreased memory and cognitive function. And his mother and his wife did have to help out with the history of his condition. H-E-E-N-T. Could you please drop down to after the fourth sentence? The claimant had poor dentition. External auditory canals were normal in appearance, and no lesions in the nares were noted. Pupils were equally round and reactive to light, and extraocular movements were intact. Visual acuity was grossly normal. Confrontational visual fields were also grossly normal. Snow and vision. OD uncorrected is 20/20. OS uncorrected is 20/20. Binocular uncorrected is 20/20. The claimant does use glasses in order to read. Could you please drop down to after cardiovascular? There is a 24-centimeter midline vertical scar where the claimant had a coronary artery bypass surgery times 3. Could you please drop down to extremities? No clubbing was noted, but the claimant does have some mild cyanosis noted on both lower extremities. No ulcers or veins were noted, and there was no pitting edema. Calves were non-tender. The Holman sign was negative. The claimant does have a left foot charcoal foot secondary to a collapsed arch and osteopenia, and also mild deformation of the metatarsal bones of his left foot. On the right side of, on the right foot, he has a big toe amputation noted, which appears to be clean and intact. Could you please drop down to cerebellar function? The claimant's gait was steady, but the claimant did limp, but no assistive devices were needed. The claimant did not come with an assistive device. His hand-eye coordination was good and finger-to-nose was normal. Heel-to-shin exam was normal, and the Romberg sign was negative. Could you please drop down to muscular skeletal? The third paragraph, the claimant was able to squat and get up on his own with moderate difficulty. No difficulty was known upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant was able to get up and down from the exam table without difficulty. The claimant was unable to walk on his heels or toes, secondary to the lesions that he has on both feet, and did walk at a tandem rate but with a limp. He could stand on one foot bilaterally but was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assistive devices. He requires no assistive devices at this time, but he does have two boot braces for his left foot secondary to Charcot syndrome. Neurological exam. Could you drop down to functional capacity? Based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is mildly restricted. He is able to lift, carry, and handle small to medium-sized objects. He hears and speaks well. There is evidence of joint deformity, bone, and tissue destruction of both feet, where he has a right toe amputation and a left foot Charcot syndrome. He is unable to heel toe and walk normally without a limp. There is no more grip strength bilaterally. His ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting, but does show some fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in his visual fields or in his visual acuity. He is able to communicate fairly well with some limitations secondary to decreased memory and cognitive function, and does have restricted limitations in his workplace environment secondary to problems with coronary artery disease and coronary artery bypass surgery times 3 with aortic blockage and problems with a right toe amputation and a left foot Charcot syndrome. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Juan Reyes.